This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get Doug Hagman on sometime about his great book, Stained by Blood, A Murder Investigation. I've heard a lot about that book, and I want to get him on just as a contributor whenever he wants to the nightly news. This guy should just come on every few months. Just somebody, I'm going to get James Wesley Rawls on, all these great people we don't get on often enough. But I want to go to your phone calls, too. Anna and Josephine and Jason and Dan and Carlos. I'll get to all of you before I hand the baton to Paul Joseph Watson. But any other tidbits you want to add as we take a few calls here?
Just that you're right on. You know, it's interesting the appearance in Wisconsin, what you showed versus what the mainstream media is focusing on. I think we need more of that, and we need to understand too. And this is where I myself, as a Christian, and to my Christian audience, we need to fill in the gap. We need to have a presence because, again, failure to act on our part. We have a responsibility to really to stand in the gap and to be a force multiplier for the good, as opposed to allowing the bad to run roughshod over us. Whether it be the alien invasion from ISIS or the globalist tyranny or whatever it might be. But I think the dynamic that you showed
people coming together. You wouldn't see that on mainstream media.
Exactly. And the other thing you said, too, about McCarthy, I'm a big history buff about McCarthy. I think people would be surprised to learn just very quickly that even into the 1990s, much of McCarthy's findings from the National Archives were being expunged by the people who are in power right now, the globalists. And I would urge people to really understand the infiltration that we suffered post-World War II by the communists and even the Democratic National Socialists into America and how that's playing out today. So thank you for allowing me to say that.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Anna in Kentucky. You're on the air with Doug Hagman. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for what you do. My question is, since Soros and the big banks have so much control over the government, how is there any possible way that Trump can even win this election?
If we all just wake up and know they're the enemy and spread the word to people and don't just debate them, you go, look, you're being conned. You know, Trump is the anti-globalist. Enough people will vote for a landslide. But Trump wins just by injecting real issues. Even if he loses, the globalists are in trouble. Their whole agenda is being exposed.
True. And my son wants me to ask you, he is actually the one that has introduced you to us. And we were just kind of leading blindly, you know, in this world, and until this past election. He is wondering if you, in your opinion, do you think Hillary Clinton had to bow to Moloch to get to be the candidate for the Democratic Party?
Are you saying, do I think she's too ill to be that?
No, if she bowed to Moloch.
I don't think there's any doubt that Hillary Clinton is into the occult. I've read books about it, seen photos. I mean, I've covered what she does, and most of these elites, and I didn't believe this 20 years ago. I got into this and just did research. Most of them are into the occult. They're obsessed with the occult, and there's no doubt Hillary Clinton is an extremely wicked woman. God bless you, and God bless your son, Anna. In your own research, Doug, I'm going to ask you this question. Have you run into the occult when researching the globalists?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Alex. And you're right on the money with this. People won't believe it. I didn't believe it, but absolutely that there is a level, the Luciferian elite. And if anyone has any doubt, Rules for Radicals dedicated to Lucifer, come on.
That's Hillary's Bible. It's dedicated to Lucifer.
Right. So I mean,
it's everywhere.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Soon when it's Lucifer this, Lucifer that, you're like ignoring it. It's just all around you.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, Doug, thank you so much. I'd love to come on your program anytime, you and your whole team. No, I know you're a busy guy and you've invited before and haven't, but I'd love to come on. Your work is so important. Thank you so much for all you do.
God bless you, Alex. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you. You have a lot of courage, my friend. All right, we're going to come back and hand the baton to Paul Watson after a few calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar, humanity's desperate attempt to fight back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Yeah. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Everybody else has decided to grovel to the New World Order. This crazy Texan decided to fight back. And I had a plan 20 years ago. And more of a plan about 18 years ago, but always had the plan. And here we are dealing death blows to the New World Order. And I know there are a lot of men and women better than I, so I need you to join the fight. I need you to get involved today. And I saw Paul Joseph Watson about 15, 16 years ago with his blog, PropagandaMatrix.com, and I saw him having a big effect and kind of writing about what I was doing, and I said, I need to hire this guy. And I did. And then I pushed him to get on air and everything else, and now in libertarian news worldwide, Paul Watson doesn't want to brag about it, but he's the hottest commodity out there. And that's what's exciting about human vision. And I see the potential in you as well. We're going to defeat the New World Order. I mean, look at that hunchback, demon crone Hillary. Stick a fork in her, she's done. And so all I can say is that I have a new apprentice, younger and more powerful. So, Paul Watson, There is a lot going on. I'm going to take a few calls before I hand the baton to you, as I promised to. What is coming up today in Planet InfoWars?
Well, we had the backlash, Alex, to the Hillary Health scandal that we really brought back to the fore over the past couple of weeks. That viral video that I put out on YouTube got, so far, 2.8 million views on YouTube, another couple of million on Facebook. It sent them into a complete panic. The problem is, Alex, that Hillary just keeps falling over. She keeps being caught in these incidents where...
She's not young and powerful. She's not a Jedi leader.
No, she's nearly 70 years old. You know, John McCain was 71 when he ran for president 8 years ago. At that time, the media was absolutely obsessed with his health. But if we talk about it in the context of Hillary, we're tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists.
But I kind of like that attack. I mean, our intellectual enemies just say tinfoil, 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 as we rise in the ratings above them and they plunge.
Well, I mean, you can look at the U.S. media top publishers in July, Alex. I mean, Drudge had this up yesterday, I think.
Number one.
Well, he's number two. He's got MSN to beat. But look at the people who are below
him. He's number one overall web, though.
But look at the people who Drudge is beating. Disney Media Networks, Yahoo, Google Inc., Time Warner, Fox, Gannett Company, NBC Universal, Time, New York Times Company. These companies have thousands of employees. They're up against one guy. Obviously, he's got people who help him out. But one guy who started a website out of his apartment.
True. Well, I apologize. The way I read it was number one. I must have seen another story. It was like number one news site in the world. I guess like number two overall in some other aggregator.
If you include MSN, which is a huge conglomeration of different outfits, yeah, he's basically number one. He's kicking the ass. BuzzFeed, kicking their butt. AOL, kicking their butt. With one website, that classic look that still looks like it's from the late 90s, which everybody loves, absolutely whopping them because he dares to point to news articles which you're not going to see on Yahoo, on Google, etc. And they're just incensed with him. I mean, they write articles about who he links to. That's how incensed they are. And he's been the one pushing, again, this Hillary's health scandal, which is why they're terrified about it, which is why more medical experts
are
coming.
But Alexa says he has no visitors. Love how Amazon gamed that a few years ago. They're now a total joke with their rating system.
No, I mean, you can put in any website to Alexa, you know, conservative libertarian, it shows that it's plummeted completely at odds with our internal traffic, which shows the complete opposite.
And by the way, we're not web gurus. We don't know how to set all this up. They have Free Speech Systems is 89. We have no website called Free Speech Systems. And then InfoWars is 109. I talked to our IT people. If we combined everything right, we'd be like 54 or something. But it doesn't matter. Free Speech Systems is 81. We don't have a website called that. It's some way it's listed or something. So that's how they keep us from being even listed. They just name our company so no one can actually see it.
Even still, Alex, we were up like 10 places. But, I mean, look at the article we had out Sunday about the riots in Milwaukee. Last time I checked, 17,000 comments. That's totally crazy. That must have been one of the top articles on the web for that day. We're reaching more and
point
more
is,
people.
We're growing, they're imploding, and so they want to censor now. And
yeah, and it's like, oh, you're so discredited, no one's listening to you, we don't even... I mean, that's kind of a
Paul,
protection
I
in a way.
I have seen thousands of articles, not to obsess on Drudge, but that's everybody obsesses on, so we have to. I've seen thousands of articles saying Drudge is gone, Drudge is down, Drudge is a joke, Drudge has failed, Drudge doesn't matter anymore. All horsemen are. It shows this ghost dance the mainstream media is doing, and Drudge is just indicative of the rest of the new media.
No, I mean, that's precisely it. There's this narrative that they put out over and over again. Drudge is irrelevant. InfoWars is so discredited. These are the same people who have got 6% trust amongst Americans right now. 6% trust in the mainstream media, all-time record lows, and they think that they have the prerogative, that they have the credibility to stand up there and lecture everybody else.
Sure,
about
and I've said for two decades
to. They're
using giant immigrant groups to come in, to forge them into political groups, to bring in global governance, and now George Soros is hacked, and it says exactly that, exactly what we said, word for word.
I mean, you can look at the Black Lives Matter funding. Again, I tweeted this out earlier. I'll talk about it later. But in just one of those leaked documents, it talks about $600,000 to one particular Black Lives Matter group. We know that it's in the hundreds of millions. The media, up until all along, basically said, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. George Soros isn't funding Black Lives Matter. It's there in the document.
I had Media Matters 5 years ago call me. They said an investigative journalist from Media Matters wished to interview. And I wasn't even doing interviews then. You know, now, I mean, I had like the London Guardian, New York Times, a bunch of other big publications called them. We want big profiles. Aren't you honored? And I said, no, no profile. Make up whatever crap you want. That's my answer to them. But I did it just so I could snicker. They had the guy under David Brock on the phone for an hour going, we don't know who George Soros is. We don't get funding. So I was pulling up Federal Elections Commission stuff. You got $3 million this year. And he goes, I mean, they literally think I'm one of their retarded fake liberal readers that can't wipe their ass. I mean, you people are illiberal, fascist, satanic pieces of filth. I mean, do you understand, scumbags? We know who you are. Go ahead, Paul.
No, and it's the same with the Daily Beast. They came out with a big hit piece against us last week. Again, owned by a company whose their board of directors includes Chelsea Clinton, vice chair of the Clinton Foundation. They're owned by the Clintons. They're a Clinton mouthpiece. They attack us. They think they're going to discredit us. They're so discredited, Alex, at the Daily Beast, they had to remove the comment section from their website entirely because every single article, they were just getting absolutely...
And by the way, studies show that's what's popular, not the article.
Exactly. They've had studies which show people believe the narrative, the perspective of the article, not from the actual content, but from the comments below it. So that's why the mainstream media is panicking and having to remove them altogether. So the
Webster Hubble's daughter may own you, but it doesn't matter.
Exactly. And I mean, I've got another example.
Webster Hubble, always a very handsome man. So is Chelsea.
Well, exactly. The concern is now, Alex, obviously they're just going to undercut that entirely. They're going to forget about censorship on the web. They're just going to come and arrest us. I mean, London's new mayor who... stood on a platform with an ISIS supporter on 9 separate occasions. He's now in control of everything.
And he says he's coming after you, Paul.
Yeah, he's announced this hate crime initiative. He's going to go after people who post offensive.
Look at a little power-tripping bastard. Oh, I'm so sick of these people. God, why? Yeah, I guess we deserve to be ruled by these people.
Well, I mean, the lesson is, Alex, don't let everything be segregated into those internet ghettos, as Drudge said. They can censor us on Facebook and Twitter. Even though,
the lesson is don't let that mayor come at your daughter's genitals with loppers.
But I mean, I got literally 3 dozen death threats just over the past 24 hours from Black Lives Matter. Facebook does absolutely nothing about that. I've reported them before. No consequences whatsoever. that's progressive, as Sally Cohn says. Sharia law is progressive. That has no consequence, but post the word tranny on Facebook, you'll get suspended for 30 days, because that's what's important. Banning the word tranny, not following up on actual death threats. And they lecture us about cyberbullying when that's what they're focused on.
All right, well, we got a bunch of calls here. We have time to get to them. If not, understand, they're great callers, they'll understand. I'm going to give all these callers for holding patiently a free Hillary for Prison shirt, limited edition, at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go through and get all their addresses. And we're going to make sure we get them, guys. I want to, in an email, I want to send them all a free Hillary for Prison shirt. I want to thank folks for all their support. We built something original here, something real, something brazen, something unapologetic. And when you buy a Hillary for Prison shirt or a Bill Clinton rape shirt or 20% off on the great nutraceuticals out there like Living Defense that we've got right now, it funds this operation. So, Paul, in closing, did you ever think the InfoWar when I hired you 15 years ago would be this effective? I'm not bragging about how effective we are. It's an example of success. It's a success story.
Well, I mean, it's taken hard work. It's taken a lot of commitment. It's taken people supporting us and buying, back in the day, your VHS tapes in 1999 or whatever. That was the foundation of what it is today. You know, it's gone from, a handful of people to so many employees now, just on a business level, and we're reaching infinitely more people than ever before, and that's why the establishment's terrified.
Yeah, I got to tell you, what do you make of the Secret Service leaks? Because those are Secret Service leaks we got. We took the risk to do it. I had a really scary feeling doing it, but I knew I had to do it. And then now about how sick Hillary is, and then 2 days later, 3 days later, no coverage. Because they'll cover what we do if a banana peel falls on the ground or, you know, if a leaf falls on my head, it's national news. No coverage. I mean, if I'm discredited, say that I made up the Secret Service leak. You know, I'm a big fan. They will not touch it, Paul. What does that tell you?
It tells you that they're paranoid about the truth about Hillary's health coming out, which it will, in dribs and drabs, and she's going to start collapsing more. We're going to see more of that. So they can't hide it anymore.
Well, look, you look at her, she looks hell. I mean, she looks drugged up. She looks really bad compared to even a month ago. They think it's Parkinson's. They don't know. They just know she's falling down all the time and flopping around. What do you think it is, Paul?
Honestly, I'm not a medical person, but all the people I speak to, and since I put that video out, more have flooded in. You know, the Daily Beast was like, oh, the only person he cited was Martin Shkreli, this discredited pharmaceutical oligarch or whatever. Literally in the video were 10 different medical experts quoted in the Breitbart article.
They lie to their viewers.
Secret Service, NYPD officers that have been around Hillary. Since that video came out, a bunch of other neurologists, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, others have been on
Fox. And by the way, it takes energy every time you're around security to scream at them and tell them they're filth and be mean. I mean, she is a mental patient.
No, if you go back and read the revelations of Secret Service agents, in the White House, she would literally walk down the corridor, but demand that everybody get out of the way into the side rooms so that they couldn't look her in the eyes. That's how demented and on a power trip. It's literally like something out of the Roman Empire.
I just thought of this. I'm going to do a funny video where I'm going to go, I've decided I like Hillary, and read the pages and go, that's normal. I'm going to walk in and go, don't look me in the eye. And I'm going to walk down the hall and make everybody hide in offices. I'm going to fall down and convulse and make them cover it up.
No, I mean, that's how she behaves. People have gone on the record so many times. The other thing that they're worried about is this Seth Rich murder and Sean Lucas and the others. Extremely little information coming out about that. But we put a few articles out about it after Assange went on TV and basically said that, you know, Seth Rich was the source of the DNC leak. I was contacted privately by this veteran Democratic Party strategist who's worked with 120 or so Democrats in their political campaigns in the past. He's a Bernie Sanders supporter, so he doesn't like Hillary. And he told me, you're dead on the money with Seth Rich. He says it's extremely fishy. Everybody knows it, that there's a cover-up going on. So that's not somebody who's wearing a tinfoil hat. Somebody who's literally on as major media appearances every week. He's profiled by
Julian Assange has basically said this guy was the source.
Yeah, otherwise, why would he mention it on that Dutch television show? Why would he say that they take...
Let's go ahead and go to your report. It's on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. When you come back, you'll take over, Paul. But why not play your clip now? What was the title? Hillary's Bizarre Behavior?
It's Hillary's Weird Behavior, the cover-up. So it's an update on everything that's happened since and all the new revelations that we've got.
And it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody out there should send this clip to everybody you know, Facebook, Twitter, everybody, and just say, hey, what do you think's going on with Hillary Clinton? Here it is.
Since my video went viral and catapulted Hillary's health back into the national spotlight, we've seen more examples of Clinton behaving bizarrely, completely losing her wits mid-sentence.
We need to make what we've got work really well and improve it and get the costs out of an upward spiral of... upward spiral.
Nearly falling over again. Referring to Trump as her husband.
You will compare what I'm proposing to what my opponent is talking about.
Having to be calmed by a mysterious Secret Service agent. Who also carries around a weird syringe, which some speculate carries an anti-seizure drug. The re-emergence of photos from February showing Hillary being helped up the stairs by the same guy. I've also been privately contacted by more medical experts and neurologists who agree that Hillary has major health problems. More health professionals have also gone on the record.
We have a right to know fully what a neurologist says about this.
If you're going into a very important position like this, it's critical. And that information should be something that we should have access to.
Secretary Clinton has had history of unexplained falls, a fall leading to post-concussive syndrome, which was documented, and then a cerebral venous thrombosis that was discovered post-fall. For both candidates, medical history, neurological history has to be transparent. This is a long and rigorous campaign.
A Secret Service whistleblower also reached out to us privately to reveal how $500,000 has been spent creating disabled access for three SUVs used by Hillary. Hillary herself admitted that she short circuits and gets really tired and collapses. The revelation that she's taking most weekends off. Oh yeah, and this AP reporter claimed that Hillary's behavior was perfectly normal. Okay. But according to Clinton mouthpiece The Daily Beast, The Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, and others, the whole thing is just a baseless conspiracy.
Total conspiracy theory that literally came from InfoWars.
MSNBC's authoritative medical expert, Charlie Pierce, also completely debunked my claims.
This is just nuts, yeah. Okay? This is just completely crazy.
Oh, wait, he's actually not a medical expert. He's a game show panelist. But to be fair, they're right. I mean, anyone who questions the health of a presidential candidate simply has to be insane.
Is McCain simply too old to get elected?
If it's John McCain's health we're talking about, and he's running for the highest office in the land, his health, with limits, becomes the public business.
How concerned are doctors that this skin cancer may in fact return?
Unfortunately for the pro-Hillary prostitutes, their spin isn't working. According to a Rasmussen poll, 59% of Americans want to see Hillary's health records.
59% say release medical records. What's wrong with her?
Google searches for Hillary's health are through the roof. Just as John McCain was pressured into turning over his medical history, Hillary needs to do the same. We made this into a national conversation. We forced the establishment media to address it. Now they're terrified. More revelations are coming. Will the dam break, or will the cover-up continue? That video is entitled Hillary's Weird Behavior, The Cover-Up, and it is up on YouTube as of about 2 hours ago. It's also on Infowars.com. As I said before, the previous video got 2.8 million views on YouTube, probably another couple of million on Facebook. Haven't checked in a while. But again, it reasserted this scandal. It brought it back into the national focus. It forced the likes of CNN, The Washington Post, The Daily Beast, and others to try and debunk this by claiming it was all a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. Again, go back to 2008, John McCain. Serious questions over his health. The mainstream media was absolutely obsessed by it. They demanded the release of John McCain's medical records. They pressured him to do so. He had to do a 3-hour private closed-door briefing with reporters to lay out, I think it was 1,500 documents relating to his health. Again, he had to go through absolute full disclosure. He was 71 years old at the time. Hillary Clinton is currently 69, I believe. She's approaching 70. And again, all these major signs of health problems, all these neurologist health experts going on the record. Again, Hannity's had several of them on in the past week or so, saying that she's got major health problems. And we keep seeing signs of it. Again, just yesterday, falling over during the speech with Joe Biden again, calling Trump her husband. Now we've got a website which is offering $1 million in return for a whistleblower to leak Hillary Clinton's medical records. It claims that it's assembled a group of individual donors who are willing to put up the money to encourage the release of the records. Quote, $1 million can buy you safety. It gives a would-be whistleblower some ease, the Philadelphia-based website said. You can go and link through to their statements from our article at Infowars.com. But again, the media, the mainstream media, just keeps claiming over and over again, oh, Hillary's personal physician said a year ago that she was perfectly fine. Well, of course, A, why do you automatically trust Hillary's personal physician? Why, that's an independent, unimpeachable source. Absolute nonsense, and it was a year ago. Hillary Clinton is getting old. Your health at that age can change a lot over the course of a year. So again, huge questions about this. We've driven it, with your help, back into a national debate. So has the Drudge Report. So have people like Mike Cernovich and others. This is a massive issue going forward. Will Hillary Clinton release her medical records, just like the mainstream media forced John McCain to release his back in 2008, or will they continue to be part of the cover-up? We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live in a minute.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show for our Holy Drive. Before we get back into the news, I want to remind you to go to InfoWarsLive.com, where we have got Living Defense 20% off for a limited time only. Again, this is what pays for us to send the reporters out, as you saw earlier with Rob Dew and crew, to places like Milwaukee, where we can challenge the mainstream media narrative directly. I mean, they hightailed it out of there, and you probably couldn't blame them after the peaceful Black Lives Matter supporters started beating up reporters. We sent ours back in. And believe me, some of these situations are not safe situations to be in. That's why we value your support. The plane tickets, the hotel bills, the equipment, it's all worth it because we're really supplanting the mainstream media, which has 6% trust from the American people because of burgeoning alternative media outlets like InfoWars.com that, as Alex said earlier, has been allowed to grow only through your continued support. So we got Living Defense, the Harmful Organism Cleanser, now 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com after being sold out for months. Now is the time to secure your bottle for this discounted price before we completely run out again. Start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body naturally without harmful chemicals. Again, that's Living Defense, 20% off, massive discount at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, where you can get the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, Brain Force, and all the other great products, which again gives us fire in our bellies, allows us to actually go out there and fight this info war, get in the face of the mainstream media, supplant their useless, biased reporting. It's all made possible from you getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com. So please go there and support InfoWars today. Now let's get back into the news here. Obviously, we were talking about Hillary's health earlier. That's a continuing issue. We'll continue to have more revelations about that. As I said, almost every day I'm contacted by people, neurologists, health experts. These aren't internet conspiracy theorists, as the Daily Beast would have it, or CNN. These are health professionals. These are experts. More and more now going on the record saying that Hillary Clinton has major problems. Those problems are going to come to light as the intensification of the stress continues in this build-up to November. Of course, she's going to be debating, unless she tries to get out of that, with Trump at some point, so that could be a major flashpoint. We had the article yesterday, exhausted Hillary Clinton taking long weekends off. Again, they looked at the records. She was having most weekends off. Even in the heat of this dogfight with Donald Trump, she's taking more and more time off before she even gets into office. She's probably going to outstrip President Obama in terms of doing nothing. Of course, him being on the golf course half of the time. But this is a major scandal. They're trying to cover it up. Get that new video out. You made the last one go viral. Make this one go viral and crack this cover-up that the mainstream media, the Clinton mouthpiece media, is now engaged in trying to cover up Hillary's health problems. So that is up on InfoWars.com. We've also got this out of Information Liberation, touched on it earlier. Washington Post reporter sanitizes story of black mob violence gets exposed in comments. And again, this is about an incident that happened in Montgomery County. I'm not going to go through it. But basically what happened, there was a disturbance where somebody got beaten up by a huge mob of young men. They quoted the victim, I believe it was, in the comments, or somebody who at least witnessed it. And he called them out in the comments. He actually went into the comments and called out the Washington Post reporter because they didn't mention the little fact that this mob of young men chasing and assaulting another African-American man were all African-American. He pointed it out in the comments, and again, it totally dissolved the article because they leave out these crucial aspects. You saw it with the knockout game. Again, a media-contrived hoax to hide the fact that it was black-on-white violence. We see this over and over again. They've done studies which show readers look at a news article, they scan through the article, and they decide on whether they believe the content of the article based on what the comments say. Studies have been done that prove that, which is why over the past 3 years you've seen big mainstream media websites remove their comment sections altogether, because they then be challenged on their bias. Again, they're spewing absolute BS in the article. They don't want to be called out on it. So instead of having to employ people as all these newspapers collapse because they're completely discredited and no one reads them, instead of actually having to pay to employ moderators to weed out these comments, they simply remove the comment sections altogether. You see it in other news outlets like The Guardian, where they say, oh, we're just not going to have comments on certain articles about race or about immigration. And then in other cases, like The Daily Beast, they simply remove them altogether because they've only got 6% trust of the public. They're completely discredited and they don't want to be challenged on their phony narrative. So you saw another example of it there. And again, yesterday, in terms of Milwaukee, we saw yet another example, and this is Mark Dice who picked up on this. We reported on it as well, where you had the sister of the man shot dead, again, the gang member armed thug who pointed a gun at cops, Black Lives Matter icon, shot dead. And, of course, the sister went on TV, spoke to reporters out on the streets, basically said, this is ridiculous how we're burning down our own neighborhoods. Go into the suburbs, go into the white areas and burn down their neighborhoods. Well, CNN didn't quite give us the full story on that, and here's Mark Dice to break it down.
Have a look at this clip of the family of the dead thug in Milwaukee that sparked rioting Saturday night, calling for black people to burn down the homes and businesses of white people. There's going to be some foul language here, so just a heads up. Then I'll show you a clip of what CNN reported, claiming that she's calling for peace when it's exactly the opposite. This woman should be arrested for inciting a riot. Listen to this.
Who is mama gonna fight for her love? Burn it down without nothing. Don't burn it down. We need in our community. That's that suburbs. Burn that.
Take that bleep to the suburbs. Burn that bleep down.
We need our weaves,
is what she's saying, because the black community always goes and loots a hair extension store, stealing weaves every time a dead thug is put down by a police officer. Now, have a listen to what CNN reported. Oh, here's their website, actually, where it says, Seville Smith's sister, Sherelle, condemned violence. No, you just heard it. She said, take it to the suburbs. Take it to where the white people live. Here's what CNN reported on air, only showing half of what she said to the crowd.
Smith's family and friends holding a vigil marked by prayers.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
With his sister calling for peace.
Don't bring the violence here and the ignorance here.
Oh, don't bring it here. And then they cut the clip immediately. Let's have a listen one more time to her encouraging this angry mob to invade the white communities in the suburbs and bring the violence there.
Show his mama you're sorry for her loss.
Show his mama you're sorry for her loss by burning down white people's homes and businesses.
Burning down without nothing. Don't burn it down. We need in our community. Let the suburbs burn it. We need our weaves.
We need our weaves. Absolutely despicable. This demonic creature, who appears as a human female, should be in prison for inciting a riot and held accountable and have to pay restitution for the damages to the Milwaukee community.
Okay, there's Mark Dice breaking it down again. This sister of this killed individual, you know, again, shot dead by cops in Milwaukee, she came out and said, don't burn down your own neighborhoods. Burn down those white neighborhoods in the suburbs. CNN cut the last part out and said, oh, she's calling for peace. And she's actually calling for people to burn down suburbs in which white people live. They all moved out of central Milwaukee. They all moved out into the suburbs, as I documented in our article on this yesterday. So again, yet another example of blatant media censorship to hide the truth that Black Lives Matter is a violent, racist, domestic hate group. And people say, oh, how dare you take the words of one individual or a few idiots, a few looters, a few rioters, and blame the entirety of Black Lives Matter for that? Well, the very founders of Black Lives Matter say that their ideological guru, the inspiration behind the whole movement, is Assata Shakur. Assata Shakur is a domestic terrorist on the FBI's top 10 most wanted terrorist list who was convicted for killing a police officer. Okay, that's who the founders of Black Lives Matter cite as their inspiration. So don't tell me that this group isn't violent. And that's the person whose name they chant at every single protest. And again, we had in Milwaukee, shooting, looting, burning, launching violent racist hate crime attacks, as we saw, calling for people to hunt down whites. Literally, oh, look, they're white, get them. Violent, racially charged hate crimes, looting, burning, shooting. A white guy who was a supporter of Black Lives Matter got shot in the neck. These people are violent. And yet, what did the mainstream media keep calling them after all this carnage? Demonstrators. Protesters. Can you imagine if a bunch of right-wing rednecks who cited, you know, the Oklahoma City bomber, Timothy McVeigh, as their inspiration, were out in mobs hunting down and beating black people, shooting people in the neck, burning down buildings, looting stores. Would the media call them demonstrators? No, because they've lied from the very beginning about this entire Black Lives Matter narrative. And this is out of the Business Insider. A prominent digital journalist pulls out of Milwaukee. For those who are perceivably white, it's not safe to be here. A well-known journalist who frequently covers civil unrest across the country has decided to leave Milwaukee because of racial tensions he observed while covering protests on Sunday night. And again, this is Tim Pool, and you can go and watch his video where he says, look, they were very, very clear that they were going to physically attack white people, didn't want them to be there. And after this, you know, a guy got shot in the neck. They were literally hunting down white people and trying to drag them out of their vehicles. So people, reporters, they're being beat up. They're being run out of there. They're saying, we got to leave. This is just too dangerous. Now, I posted an image of the guy who was shot dead by cops in Milwaukee on Sunday, I believe, on my Facebook page and said, oh, look, another armed thug, Black Lives Matter's latest icon. Well, lo and behold, I checked my Facebook messages last night, literally 2 dozen, if not 3 dozen, death threats, dozens more racist abuse from Black Lives Matter supporters. And in fact, I put it up on Twitter, violent threats I received from Black Lives Matter supporters over the last 24 hours. And again, I don't do this because I'm sat here trembling that they're going to come and get me. I don't care. Most of them are barely intelligent enough to string together a sentence. I really don't care. I'm not posting it for that reason. I'm posting it because the media, because Sally Cohn, because CNN, over and over again, says that this is a peaceful group. It's not a peaceful group. It's foundation, it's behavior, it's activities. Its rhetoric is not peaceful, it's violent. And in fact, you know, I just posted a sampling of the death threats. I mean, I couldn't go through them all, but here's a sample. Again, received within the space of 24 hours from Black Lives Matter supporters. I will find you and kill you, you effing faggot. When I find you, I will kill you. Here's another one. You and Donald Trump is next to die. Don't think because you live in London, you can't be found. Again, these are all just received over the last 24 hours on Facebook. We will find you and we will kill you. Not beating around the bush here. Bitch, I hope somebody kill yo white bleep. Again, I can't even read most of them because they're so profane. I'ma kill you. You bitch ass sucker, they gone kill you when they find you. Don't come to Milwaukee. Again, this is all because I posted a picture of the guy shot dead by cops where you see him holding the gun with the links to the documentation where he's an actual gang member. And again, this was the response. Dozens and dozens of violent threats. Racist abuse. Again, I don't care. I hold this up as an example of the fact that this is a violent, racist group. These are the kind of people who support it. Yet CNN will never tell you about that. And they'll continue to call people who are shooting guns, burning down neighborhoods, you know, hunting white people in packs. They'll continue to call them demonstrators. That's how the media props up Black Lives Matter. You know, Time magazine, they had the headline 2 years ago now, in defense of rioting. The media, the Obama administration, has given what is a domestic hate group violent and racist legitimacy, and that's why these riots continue to be a problem. In fact, we had the story about the alderman there in Milwaukee, who again came out after the riots on Sunday night and said, look, there are going to be more riots unless you fix, quote, oppression. Yeah, I guess looting stores for hair extensions is also to address oppression. That's a form of fighting injustice. It's not just criminals taking this opportunity to engage in criminal behavior. I'm sure that's not what's going on here. Again, the alderman came out and said, look, you know, you had the guy on the Facebook video that we posted. Rich people aren't giving us enough money. This is going to happen over and over again if you don't give us more money. Again, this criminal chic gangster lifestyle that's been sold to black communities, that's completely, you know, eviscerated their chances of improving themselves, of getting out of the ghetto. Again, this is what causes this kind of behavior. Literally dozens of death threats simply for posting a picture of the guy shot dead by cops in Milwaukee. And CNN and Sally Cohn still have the nerve to claim that this is a peaceful movement. Now, speaking of Sally Cohn, we'll be back in the final segment. She's come out today and said that Muslims who believe in Sharia law are progressives. We'll get more into that after the break. Keep it locked in, InfoWars.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah. We're back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. And again, I want to remind you to go to InfoWarsLife.com, where we've got 20% off Living Defense, the harmful organism cleanser. 20% discount right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Get the products and support the broadcast. Now, of course, Donald Trump came out yesterday with his extreme vetting proposal where, God forbid, he said that people coming into the United States would have to support equality, women's rights, LGBT rights. Of course, the left, the regressive left, was absolutely horrified about this because they don't support equality. Because they're complete hypocrites. They're not real liberals. They're regressive leftists. They will sacrifice their principles on a whim in the name of political correctness. So CNN's Sally Cohn came out with this tweet about 5 hours ago. Hey, Donald Trump, many progressive Muslims, the ones we should support in the ideological fight against extremism, believe in Sharia. That's right, CNN's Sally Cohn is saying that Sharia law is progressive. Okay, let's just run through a quick list of the characteristics of Sharia law, okay, under Islam. Theft is punishable by amputation of the right hand. That's progressive. Criticizing or denying any part of the Quran is punishable by death. That's progressive. Criticizing Muhammad or denying that he is a prophet is punishable by death. That's progressive. Criticizing or denying Allah, the God of Islam, is punishable by death. That's progressive. A Muslim who becomes a non-Muslim is punishable, you guessed it, by death. That's progressive. A non-Muslim who leads a Muslim away from Islam is punishable by death. A non-Muslim man who marries a Muslim woman is punishable by death. A man can marry an infant girl and consummate the marriage when she is 9 years old. A woman can have one husband who can have up to 4 wives. Muhammad can have more. A man can beat his wife for insubordination. It goes on and on and on. And according to CNN's Sally Cohn, it's all progressive. Yeah, she actually came out and said that in a tweet. I guess this is progressive as well, out of the Express. Transgender woman killed after she is mutilated and burned in street attack. The body of a transgender woman has been found mutilated and burnt in street in the latest of a string of gay hate crimes to rock Turkey. Turkey is 99.8% Muslim. They don't tend to like LGBT people, which is why Donald Trump came out with this extreme vetting proposal to say that you need to believe in LGBT rights to be allowed into the country. But according to Sally Cohn, that's not progressive enough. We need to believe in Sharia law, which completely disenfranchises women, disenfranchises gay people, leads to them being thrown off the top of buildings, because again, that's progressive. Another progressive thing here out of the Express, girls as young as 9 forced into marriage by imams and authorities are powerless. Marriage amongst migrant children living in Germany is on the rise, with girls as young as 9 made to take part in Sikh wedding ceremonies, again, under Sharia law. According to CNN, Sally Cohn, that is progressive. It's progressive to have your hand chopped off for theft. You know, female genital mutilation, that's progressive. Forced marriage, that's progressive. Stoning women to death who are accused of adultery, that's progressive, according to the regressive left, according to CNN's Sally Cohn. Moving on, this is out of Truth Revolt. Feminists, all men are rapists. Feminists can be such charming people with all their talk of castrating God and killing babies in the womb. Only a man drowning in the excess of his own misogyny would reject a date with somebody as the lovely Julie Bindle. Again, she went on Twitter and basically said that all men need to be put in prison and shot dead, because that's progressive. She won't be banned. She'll be free to continue that hatred. That's going to wrap it up for the show. I will be back tomorrow with Mike Cernovich talking about Hillary's health. InfoWars Nightly News coming up, and stay tuned for the website, InfoWars.com. You'll find all the breaking news there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.